sahana bhavatu, sahanau punaktu, sahadhiryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Okay, we're on Bhandarkar, page 220 in the old book, lesson 26. Starting with Ashasyam.
Well, I actually got a lot of the words in the last one, but I mean, as far as translations, forget it.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one is putra, starts with putram.
No, it starts with Ashasyam.
Oh, yeah, there we go, sorry. Ashasyam anyat punaruktaputam shreyamsi sarvani adijagmuhu. And then is it aste?
I took it adijagmushas.
Mushas? Okay, because I couldn't figure out what that aste would be.
Mushaha. Mushahate. That's
Mushahate, okay.
Yeah, like from Vas. If you go to the page 217.
Hold on 1 second. I just want to make a note so I know what I'm doing. I want to go back over this. Alright, page 217.
It's taking, it's a present act, it's a perfect active participle taking the weak form in the genitive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you see number E?
Yeah.
You can see like Chikri Shusha, and it would be Chikri Shushaha from Chikri Vas. It's the same idea.
I see.
Yeah. So perfect active participle. In the, I took it in the genitive to go with Te.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't making sense to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out what it was. All right, so it's adi jug muhu, no, mushaha, mushaha.
Adi jug mushaha.
Adi jug mushaha te.
Yeah.
Okay, you want me to stop there?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Putram labhasva atma guna anurupam bhavantam ityam bhavataha Ha Eva.
Yeah.
And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Ashasyam, is that a potential participle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's in, is it in the nominative or is it accusative? See, I didn't do a translation.
So. Let's see. Let me remember.
Because it could be masculine or neuter.
I think it's in the neuter, but let's look and see.
Okay, we'll
let's
wait. Do it. But it means
I think
blessing.
It is. I think it's the neuter. Right. I think it's the nominative neuter.
Okay. So I'll just leave it for now. And then anya is from anya, and it's the accusative singular for other. And then punarupta putam is an adjective meaning like a repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not sure how that's, it's either nominative or accusative as well. Shreyamsi is from Shreyas, and it's the neuter nominative or accusative plural. And it can mean virtues, which is how the translation sounded, but it can also be, you know, more religious merit or blessings.
It's almost like the highest blessings or the, you know, the Shreyas is really moksha, so that the highest gunas, highest qualities.
Okay.
That's one way of taking it.
Okay. And then sarvani.
Most noble.
Sarvani is either nominative or accusative plural, meaning all, and it goes with, no, it doesn't necessarily. Well, anyway.
Shreyamsi sarvani.
Shreyamsi Sarvani, that goes with that, that's right. Okay. And then we have Adi Jagmushaha, which you said was the genitive, right?
That's how I took it.
Okay, so it's a perfect active participle.
Right.
In the genitive plural?
No, go
no,
with
te. Singular,
te.
That's right.
Yes, singular.
Okay. And it means, does it mean to acquire?
Mm-hmm.
So they acquired?
No, for him who had acquired.
Oh, okay.
Who has already acquired, who has acquired, or who has all of the gunas, all of the, all shreyas, all, oh, okay, all the good qualities already, right?
Okay, I get it. Okay. Okay, so then the shreyas is accusative, and so is sarvani. Those are both accusative.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Those.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then te is that tad or is that...
Atuan. Or for him, for him. Could be, no, wait a minute.
Okay, because it could be genitive.
It could be just
no,
a
it's nominative plural for tad, right?
Tevate, or for you who have...
For you.
Yeah, that's right.
It must be genitive, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for you. That's right. Okay, yeah. It's, it comes from you, Smud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making notes so I know what I'm doing. Okay. Then we have putram, which is accusative singular for son. And then we have now this is what I think, but I'm not sure. Is it lapa, laba, imperative second person?
Laba swa. Imperative second person, that's swa in the Atmanekara.
Oh!
Laba swa.
Laba swa. Okay, yeah. Well, that makes sense because I didn't know what to do with that swa. Okay, and it's Atmanekara.
Right.
All right. Okay, laba swa. May you obtain. And then we have a compound with Atma, Guna, and Anurupam.
Good.
So, and this would be a behoover he, wouldn't it? For you who...
Yes.
Okay. And what it's saying here is him, for he, for the one him, who is himself endowed with all these with virtues.
Are you going back to the first line? See, love putram labhaswa. May you have a son.
Oh, okay.
Who has all your gunas. Anurupa means to follow.
Oh, has all your... Yeah. Okay.
For whom there is the anurupa,
okay,
of all your gunas.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
That atma goes back to the... one. To the you.
All right. And then bhavantam is a, it's accusative singular, it's a present active participle being.
And yeah, but you know what? It's what? Also...
What is it?
Is it it's that... That,
bhavat? I mean, that honorific?
Bhavat, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the honorific.
And is it, so then it would not
just
be...
Just like your honor. Yeah, it is, bhavantam, yeah. It's accusative singular.
Your honor. I always mix those up. Okay. And then... Idyam is a potential participle from id, and it's the accusative singular to be praised, glorified, or praiseworthy, worthy of praise.
Yeah, to you. So just be to you who are worthy of praise, you know. Okay. Or praiseworthy, to yourself who are so praiseworthy, whatever.
Okay. And then bhavataha, now that's the PAP, right?
No, it's no. Still from...
It's still...
It's still from bhavataha, that ascending is genitive.
Okay.
So your father.
Yeah. Okay. Gosh.
Like your father.
Okay. And then pita is father, nominative singular, and eva is like your father. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so...
You can do this now one line at a time in translation, but they're related, right?
Right, so I'll try it with all this mess of notes. Mm-hmm. Okay, what? Let's see. All right, so blessing, in the first part, blessing must be nominative, because we don't have a nominative there, do we?
All those, that first part is all nominative.
Nominative, okay. Okay. A blessing...
Like anyat, something else which is to be blessing, some other kind, some other blessing. And like anyat.
Okay.
Ashasyam anyat.
Okay, so he's saying some other blessing other than a son. Is that what it's referring
to?
No,
he's saying...
Or just a blessing in general.
Giving you any type of blessing,
okay,
is like a repetition because you have all...
Okay.
So let me give you a son.
Okay.
Right? Who has the blessings? Because you already have all the blessings.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yes. Some other blessing.
Or another.
Another blessing, I get it, is a repetition. It's like a repetition for you who has all, who has acquired all of the highest blessings.
Exactly. Who already has all the Shreyas, all the most exalted blessings.
Thinking, if I ever have to teach this, I better have the sentences written down.
It's really good to take notes, because in a month you won't remember.
At least
I don't remember.
And you know, then it's all a big mess like this, and I go back and rewrite them, and then it's all nice and perfect.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and then I learn it again, you know.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay, so then, may you obtain a son who is endowed with all your gunas, with all your virtues.
The anurupa means to follow, or to imitate,
okay,
to follow. But you would say, you know,
okay,
who, the idea he has all your all the virtues that you have, he has. That's
okay.
The anurupa.
Okay. Okay, may you obtain a son who has all the virtues that you have.
Yeah, basically. That's the idea, exactly.
And then,
I might have to take that.
There's some medical.
To go to meeting, online meetings made easy. There are one other callers on the call.
Okay, that's better.
I'm sorry, Penny. Your email just came through at 10 after 9. I was looking for it earlier than that, and we were wondering where you were.
Oh,
shoot. Let me see. No, let me see. Oh, that's why I didn't get it. You have to use the cell phone. You can't send a text to a regular phone. Let me give you the regular phone number.
I have
those. Okay, so the cell phone.
Yeah, I have the 51325.
Yeah, that's the one you have to send the text to.
Okay, fine.
Okay, well, don't worry. We're really suffering with these sentences, and we're still on the first one, so no problem. Do you know where we are? Yeah, that's right. It's in the old book. It's on page 220. Let me turn up the volume here for us.
You're on
We'll let Tara read it through Breaking the Sunday, and then we're just translating it now, so she can translate it.
Okay.
Should I go back over the first part?
Yeah.
Penny, we did the first part, starting with Ashasyam. It's Ashasyam Anyat Punarupta Bhutam Shreyamsi Sarvani Adijag Mushaha Te. Should I go through
that? Just translate it, because the next sentence is kind of separate.
Okay. And so the translation for this is another blessing is a repetition for you who has acquired all of the highest blessings.
breakdown is like ashasyam.
Okay, ashasyam is a potential participle, and it's in the nominative singular. Anya is from anya. It's accusative singular, meaning other or another. Punarupta putam is an adjective in the nominative singular, which means like a repetition. It's from the vocab. Shreyamsi is from shreyas, and it's the accusative plural, and I'm taking it to mean like the highest blessings. Sarvani is accusative plural, and it goes with that, all of the highest blessings. And then Adi Jag Mushaha is a perfect active participle from Adigam, and it's in the genitive singular, and it means for him or for the one who is acquired. And if you want to see how that's formed, because it's a little strange, you can look in the old book.
It's a little strange.
Yeah. You look at the look at page 217, letter E, for the perfect active participle.
E
as in Eric.
Okay.
And you'll get the explanation there. So, and then we have two, which is from Yusmud. It's the genitive singular for you.
That anyat ashasyam, anyat just means anyat, another ashasyam blessing.
Another blessing.
Another blessing is, it's like a
it's
repetition.
Redundant. Another redundant. Blessing is redundant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good one, redundant. Okay, so we're working on the next part.
Okay.
Oh, I'm about to sneeze. Okay. Which we have putram, labaswa. Atma guna anurupam, bhavantam idyam bhavataha pita eva. And putram, accusative singular, son. And labaswa is from love. It's the imperative second person singular in the atmanepada. And it means may you obtain a son. And then the next part, atma guna anurupam, is a behuvarhi, meaning the one who has all, the one who's endowed with all of the virtues, like you have, basically.
Anurupa means, I'm just going to read this.
Yeah, say that.
Following the form, conformable, corresponding, like, fit, suitable,
yeah.
Adapted to, according to. So it comes in Vedanta a lot, this
yeah.
word anurupa.
I recognize it.
Yeah.
Following the form, that's good.
Yeah.
So it's basically saying, may you obtain a son who's following the
or
form.
Who is like you.
Who
yeah.
is like you, is following in your form with all of these wonderful virtues, with all of your virtues.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Goodness. Okay, and then bhavantam is that honorific address in the accusative singular, so it's like your honor. And then idyam is a potential participle from the verb id, that's a long e, and it's the accusative singular. And it means like who's worthy of praiseworthy.
Let me say something else about the bahuvrihi of that anurupam.
Mm-hmm.
Whose form, anu means to follow, whose form follows after your qualities, just to be kind
oh,
of...
Oh, because your is the atma, right? That's the
yeah, the atma
okay.
goes back to the subject, you.
Oh, perfect. That's
so the rupa, the one whose nature or form, anu, follows, right?
Your,
that's
yes.
the bahuvri. He who has a form that follows your gunas,
yes.
is conformable to your gunas.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
That makes sense for me. Okay. Whose
then,
form follows your qualities.
Yeah, it's conformable to.
Yeah.
Follows after, yeah. Then what did you do that again with the bhavantam idyam?
Bhavantam is your honor, like it's an honorific address
yeah.
in the accusative singular. And idyam is accusative singular also. It's basically you, sir, or you, your honor, who are worthy of praise.
Yeah.
It's accusative singular for that too. And then bhavataha again is the honorific address, and it's in the genitive singular, so it's your. And it goes with pita, your father, like your father. Eva, So Bhavatah Pita Eva is like your father.
And you have to add in your mind gained or had.
Okay.
Like your father had you. You know, you who are so praiseworthy.
Yes.
How may you obtain a son like your father obtained you, who are so praiseworthy. You have to add that in.
Okay.
Which is common in these. The Labha Swa goes to...
Goes back to that.
Like
Alabhata. Like your father obtained.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Alabhata. Like your father attained you, or gained you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So basically it's saying, may you obtain a son whose form follows your qualities. You, sir, who are worthy of praise, like your father gained you.
Like your father gained you, who are worthy of praise.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes.
And instead of, I mean, to just put it
yes.
in better English, may you obtain a son who has the same qualities as you. That's
yes.
what's been said.
Right.
Like your father gained you,
who
are so praiseworthy,
praise.
So
okay.
worthy of praise.
Got it.
That's good.
Okay.
I'm going to repeat and you say after me.
Okay.
Ashasyam.
Ashasyam.
Anyat.
Anyat.
Punarukta Bhutam.
Punarukta Bhutam.
Shreyamsi.
Shreyamsi.
Sarvani.
Sarvani.
Adijagmushaste.
Adijagmushaste.
Putram Labhaswa.
Putram Labhaswa.
Atma Gunanurupam.
Atma Gunanurupam.
Bhavantam.
Bhavantam.
Idyam.
Idyam.
Bhavataha.
Bhavataha.
Piteva.
Piteva.
Yeah.
Alright. Next one is Tataha Raghu Putram Prapaha.
No.
No?
Prapa. There's no, it can't be Prapaha. There's no sandhi for Prapaha.
Oh,
only
yeah.
be proper. I know. Who's
oh,
ever heard of
darn.
Proper?
Okay.
Proper
Ajahn Nama.
Ajahn Nama.
Ajahn Nama. Okay. So Tataha is then, or thereafter, Raghu, nominative singular, Putram, accusative singular, son, and then what is Prapa?
Take a guess.
Is it...
I know what it is.
What?
But I exactly know what it is, the form of it, but I think
it's
gained.
Yeah, I think it's the perfect. Pra plus
oh, yeah.
op.
Okay.
And the ending, right? He gained. Prapa. It's the perfect ending.
Yeah.
Third person singular, or first person, but singular here.
Okay.
Third person. He gained. You see it, Penny?
Yep.
Okay.
So he had a
son. He gained Ajja, a son named Ajja.
Yeah.
So Raghu gained a son named Ajja.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the second part to that one is, there really is a third part too. Yes, there is, isn't there? So I should just keep going, huh?
Well, just do the next sentence,
okay.
And then the next one.
Tam katibhi samvatsarahi vivaha Yogya dasham, nyatva.
Yeah,
that's how you say it. Okay,
yeah.
Nyatva, sasainyam, indumati, swayamvaraya, vidarban, prastapitavan. Prastapitavan. Okay.
Pitavan.
Yeah, I just had a lot of this. It's Prastapitavan.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I not think it could be that? Oh, is that it's a compound?
No. That Prasta,
mm-hmm.
with the pa, put makes it into, it usually makes it into a causal, Prasta, and that E is the sate root. Prastapita van, so it's just a past active participle.
But how can you have am I losing my mind?
Sta, you're losing it. What do you mean?
Well, we've got sta coming together with pitta, but wouldn't we...
Now remember the causal, these ah-ending verbs will take pa, like stopping
them. Oh, it's,
yeah.
I see what you're saying. It's all one word.
And it's got to be causal, stopita. Otherwise, it's stita.
Yes.
So prastapita. So when the causal takes that pa,
okay.
It's a sate root, so it takes the e. Stopita
got
is
it.
The causal PPP. And
okay.
With von, it makes it a present, past active participle.
Oh, my God.
Remember in the past... Remember in the past active participle, what you do is you take the form of the past passive participle and
yes.
Add vut onto it.
Yes.
And so the past passive participle causal of sta is stapita.
Okay.
The
gosh.
The regular passive is stita, which you see all the time.
Yes.
Right? Sta, stita.
Yeah.
But stapita is the causal.
Gosh.
So this is the past passive. Past active
participle
of the causal form of prasta, and pra is just the upasarga.
I ordered that book, it can't come soon enough.
I ordered it too. God, that's terrible. He really pulled a fast one on us here.
Yeah.
I mean, I never. Jeez.
You know that book, that Sanskrit composition?
Yeah, that's how
I
ordered
it.
But I found a answer key to all of the sentences.
Carol, you angel.
Yeah. All you have to do, I'll send it to you. I can find it again,
for
I'm
that
sure.
Book?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is fantastic.
Wow.
You know?
And by the way, it is the same opte as the dictionary.
It is?
I was mixed up, yeah.
Oh,
it's
that's
the same
amazing.
Guy. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
But so anyway, with that answer key, that book is really invaluable.
That's great.
You know, so we have to think about what we're gonna do about that.
You might want to work on that book, you're thinking?
With
the answer
point,
key.
With the answer key,
it's
different. But that's another 2 or 3 years. We might want to just read some
yes.
Do some Vedanta for a while. Yeah. We have to decide. We have
to
decide.
Do a little of both. I mean, I don't know. I kind of like
to, need to apply my Sanskrit before I pass out of this world.
We could do both, you know.
We don't have to do a ton in the composition book. Hi, baby. Come on.
We also could do every other week, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We could work something out.
Yeah.
I find for us that to do both, it doesn't really work because
yeah,
we only
true.
Have time to study for one.
That's true. That's true.
Don't you think
I
that's
remember.
True?
Yeah, it is true. I remember that it used to be.
Well, we can work out. Hi, Tivi.
I think, you know, if you could just interject a comment here.
Yeah.
Just going on some basic experience of teaching more basic students. I've started to teach them, essentially out of parashara. And when we encounter something that needs some grammar, then I'm teaching it to them.
Yeah, that's also good.
It's very easy. I mean, I'm picking easy passages.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something very charming about that, something to be said for that. So, working with a text that we all love, and then when we encounter the various grammatical whatevers, we can go in and review them.
Yeah, we might consider
the context of what we're reading. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. Another thing that we could do that anyway, like say we're reading a Vedanta text, for instance, a Bhasha. We would do that anyway. But we could maybe apply ourselves to reading commentary and building vocabulary for 6 months or something,
mm-hmm.
and then decide to go deeper into like Sanskrit composition.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and forth for a few mm-hmm. months. Stay a few months here, a few months there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You know. Let's think about it, though. We still have to think about this book. Which
right.
We do need to think about this.
The thing is, it's endless.
Yeah, it is. But wait till you get that Sanskrit composition and then start reading it on your own and see what you feel about it and look at the answer key.
Okay.
I'll send
it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I know right in a way I would be up for reviewing that chapter on the participles. It would
mm-hmm.
probably be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. And we can look through it, too, and see if there's other... Maybe that might be a nice thing, too, is to look at the book and see if there's certain chapters where we feel like we're not so great at and maybe
do.
We can work those topics.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Absolutely. It's very, very thorough, as you'll see.
All right.
Okay, let's go back
okay,
to this.
Okay, so...
We're on Katibihi. Sambat Sarabhi.
Yeah, Katibihi.
Tam Katibihi.
Yeah, So, tam accusative singular. Katibihi is from kati. And...
You make that a long E. Katibihi.
Oh, kati. Katibihi.
Katibihi.
Katibihi. Is that better?
Yeah, because you said katibihi.
Yeah, katibihi.
Katibihi.
I don't have kiki hair.
I know.
Yeah, she does. No, I mean, not that... You do it fine. I just...
But we're not, none of us are kiki.
So, this is instrumental plural?
Yeah.
Okay, because it says, I made a note that this pronoun is always plural. So, it means many, like through many.
Like, katibihi sambatsarahi.
Goes with years, many years.
You know, there's something, I have to look this up, but where if you put time in the accusative, I think it means within that amount of time.
Oh.
And if you put it in the instrumental, it means after that amount
after.
Of time.
Okay. So it has
that's something to look up in reference to time.
Okay, so after many years, then we have the Vaha.
Or I think it's actually several. After several years.
Oh, it's just several?
Not just one. Let me check. I think it's several years. Can I check?
Sure.
Because it makes a difference, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was confused about the meaning of that pronoun because it said it could also be, what do you call it? Where it's a question, interrogative?
Yeah, but that's not so here.
No, I knew that.
Here, several.
Okay.
Several, in the sense of several or some.
Okay.
Right?
After a certain amount. Okay.
So after some years or after several years.
Okay.
The many thing is like if it's used with chit, like kati chit, oftentimes much in many ways.
Several years.
Yeah.
And so Vatsarai is instrumental plural also. And then Vivaha Yogya Dasham. Vivaha is the marriage, is marriage or marriage ceremony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Yogyam is qualified or ready for.
Right.
And then I don't know what Dasham is.
It's Dasha comes from Dasha.
Okay.
And, this is one over here, right?
Yes.
If because the Shah is feminine, this is just in the masculine accusative. So if you say a suitable stage in life,
okay,
like at a suitable
stage.
Age.
Yeah, I understand what the Shah means. Why is there a short is that because
it's
the
a buvivrihi?
God,
it's going to take the masculine.
About that, and then I was going crazy. Like what? Because the Shah made sense.
Because otherwise, it would mean ten. In reference to ten.
Yeah,
but
with the that's right. But with Dasha, it means like state or condition of life, period of life, like youth or manhood, condition, right?
Yeah.
So you would say like he's at a suitable age, at a suitable stage of life.
Astrologically speaking, Tara, the right Dasha comes from there.
Yes, that's right. That's what they're probably talking about, too.
Yeah.
Appropriate age.
Yeah. For marriage.
Yes.
So that's why, because first then it says... He gained a son named Ajah, then after several years...
Yeah, he was ready for marriage. He reached that age. Okay.
Well, that's a little bit out of order, isn't it?
No. First he had a son, right?
Yeah.
And then that son, after several years...
Became marriageable.
Became suitable for marriage.
Son became marriageable.
Yeah, Ajah.
Tum goes back to Ajah. Ajah.
Okay,
I'm just making a note. I gotta review that when things take
time. The Hoover is the big key there.
Yeah. So I gotta remember that. Okay.
So have we dealt with Nyatwa?
Nyatwa.
That is it, having known the right time to get married?
Yeah, it's like having.
He was aware of it. He became aware that his son was.
So having known it.
Yeah.
Okay, having become aware of it.
That's right.
That's kind of a little different use of
Nyatwa.
So I was curious about it.
And then sasainyam, okay, this made me crazy. I did find a word, sasainika, accompanied by soldiers.
Yes,
so what's happening here?
Sasainyam.
It's
from Sena. So it should be his army.
Okay. So the substantive is sasainya?
No, sa means with. It goes, it's part of a compound, you know, saha.
Oh, okay, so this is a compound again. Okay.
It's one of those... compounds that takes the reduced upasarga.
Isn't Sena one soldier and so Saina is an army?
Sena means an army Okay, Sena means an army.
Sena or Saina?
Well, Sanya means an army also. And it also means a soldier. And also means belonging to or preceding.
I thought Sena was a soldier and Saina was the army.
I think Sena also means a soldier. I think Sena also means, Sena also means an army.
Like Vastu and Vastu.
No, but Sena. See, Sena also means an army, like I'm looking at it right now.
It's just like It's just like the two words,
the
viraga and vairagya.
It doesn't
they
really
mean the same thing.
Yeah, but they're
But you have the V and you have the Vi. And
so it can be an army. Sanya can be an army or something that belongs to the army.
Oh,
but Sena means like an army, armament, battle array, armed force, a small army. Any drilled troop or band
Sena,
or body of men,
remember
Sena.
That word.
We just had it, yeah.
Okay. But this, the substantive here is Sanya.
Sanya,
okay.
Yeah.
So
it's like a potential participle. No, it's not a potential, it's a certain type of tadita.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's accusative singular. And it means along with his army.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now I actually did find a word, sasainika.
I don't know, that could be, that's a different
Isn't that interesting? Right? I found it in the dictionary, and it means accompanied by soldiers.
Well, that's the same thing.
Right.
Sa.
Right.
That's
anyway.
The accompaniment.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it was just funny that I found it. So, and then we have indumati.
See that ya and ika?
Mm-hmm.
They're both tadita affixes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized that, but I just still
didn't
sure what to do with it anyway. So indumati, swayam Varaya. So this is talking about her, where she selects her husband, the
mm-hmm.
ceremony at which she selects her husband. Mm-hmm. So
the Swayambhara of Indumati.
Indumati, yeah. And it's in the data singular.
Yeah.
So we have to keep going. Oh, yeah, so we still have more. And then we have Vidarbhan, which is, it said this is always in the plural also, and it's the name of a place, a country, Vidarbha.
You find that countries are in the accusative plural, and it's really in, means all of the members
all
of
the
that
people
area.
All the people in that area,
yeah.
Okay. Makes
but it
sense.
Just means the country.
And then we have Prastha Pitavan,
mm-hmm.
which means they set out, right?
Right.
And it's in the nominative plural.
Mm-hmm.
So is that how you translate it? They all set out?
He set out with his army. Right? It's just a past causal.
Okay, but isn't it...
It still means to set up he from
oh,
not
a verb.
Verb. Yeah.
It's a verb. I thought you said it was a participle.
It is. But participles are used as verbs.
Right, but is this conjugated or is this declined?
It's declined.
So isn't it nominative plural?
No. It's nominative singular, but.
Oh, okay.
He set out
okay.
He set out accompanied by his army.
Okay.
Right?
Alrighty. So
the other thing.
What?
Why is it sasainyam? It must be. It's being used adverbially, I guess. He set out to he approached or set out to Vidarbhan.
Yeah.
Right for the Swayamvara of Indumati, sasainyam, accompanied by his. But this is either in the accusative singular or it's an adverb.
Well, look at, where is the nominative? I mean, we have tum at the beginning of the sentence. That's
the nominative is in the verb.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then what does tum refer to?
From before Raghu, tum refers to Ajam. Having known him, having recognized that his son,
well,
that Ajam.
Maybe Ajam sets out with the army.
No.
Oh, no, that's right. That wouldn't work.
Because Nyatwa goes back to the Prastapi
Tavan.
Okay. Right, so.
Who is setting out with
his
son? Raghu.
Raghu realizing that his son...
Himself.
Raghu realizing that after several years, realizing his son was of marriageable age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was old enough. Then he set out to Vidarbhan for the Swayamvara of Indumati, Sasainyam, accompanied by his army.
So it has to be adverbial.
It has to be adverbial, yeah. He set out with his army.
Because otherwise, wouldn't it be in Tritiya? Otherwise?
Yeah, something like that. That's right.
It would be different.
It wouldn't be accusative.
It couldn't be accusative. It would have to be tritiya.
Yeah, I think so.
Or declined.
Along with, it would have to be like along with. So this has to be in the accusative, because the he's in the nominative, so
yeah,
it has to be adverbial.
Okay.
Right, does that make sense?
Yeah, there's no other explanation. It's like that one we had last week, a similar situation where, I can't remember what it was, but we came to the conclusion it was an adverb because there was no other way to explain it. It was in the accusative also.
Yeah.
Oh, it was about the blessing. It was that sentence
right.
with the blessing that confused us. Okay.
I'm going to read this.
Yeah.
Tato raghuhu.
Tato raghuhu.
Putram.
Putram.
Papajam.
Prapajam.
Nama.
Nama.
Tam katibihi.
Na, tam katibihi.
Samvatsarahi.
Samvatsarahi.
Vivaha yogya, yogya dasham.
Vivaha yogya dasham.
Nyatva.
Nyatva.
Sasainyam.
Sasainyam.
Indumati.
Indumati.
Swayamvaraya.
Swayamvaraya.
Vidarbhan.
Vidarbhan.
I did that wrong. You did it right. Vidarbhan.
Vidarbhan.
Prastapitavan.
Prastapitavan.
Yeah, Prastapitavan.
Okay. Prastapitavan.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so, alright, this one is very not good, this one. Marge.
There's one thing in this one. There's something at the end I could not figure out at all.
Oh, okay, I'm having trouble with this one, definitely. Okay, so Marge, Narmada, I don't know what this,
it's Narmada Rodaha, Rodasi. It's in the book, that's how I got that. Roda.
Narmada.
Roda means a bank, Rodas.
That was a,
Rodas.
It was given in the vocab?
Yeah. Neuter means a bank. I had trouble with it too.
Oh my God. So it's Rodas is what it is?
Rodas. And Rodasi is in the locative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Narmada is long island, Narmada Rodasi.
I figured out that it must be Rodasi, that must be the substantive, but I didn't see it in the vocab. I can't believe that. It was driving me. And I couldn't find it
in
the dictionary.
Because you didn't do Rodas.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Rodas. Interesting.
Okay. All right. And then we have, I don't really know what we have here. We have Karatra Mushitava Tavastasya.
No,
wait. I can't break the Sunday here. I think
What happened to Eka? Was it Eka?
Yeah,
I lost that
Eka too. Ratram.
It's
one
Eka?
Night. See? Good, Penny. You got that too.
Okay. Well, I was thinking Eka, but I forgot about Ratram, means night, okay.
Yeah. So Eka Ratram is kind of a famous little phrase, Eka Ratram, one
night. I can remember that.
Yeah. Especially for all of you in astrology.
And so then we had, the next word must be Ushi Tavataha, okay, and then Tasya.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So one night, and Ushi Tavataha, I don't know what that is. It must be come from, is it from Vas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Vas.
Does it come from, sorry, I didn't hear you.
From Vas?
Vas.
Vas, the verb Vas.
And so what is the form? Can you recognize the form?
Let me see if I can remember. Oh, it's, we've got reduplication. No, we don't have reduplication. We have, it must have a vut ending, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Ushita
must
be a PPP.
Does it mean hot, like full of heat or something?
So it's a PPP that's got the but ending added onto it, right?
Yeah, so it makes it past.
Makes a past participle.
Past active participle. Past active, Penny. Right, vas
past
takes.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes the same root, so it becomes, takes samprasarana, Ushita.
Okay.
And then adds vat, Ushita vat. And Ushita vataha is what case do you think?
Is it genitive?
Yeah.
Okay, and what does it mean?
Dwelling or staying.
Oh, right, thus means to dwell.
For him who is staying one night.
Okay, for him. Okay, so basically we have Well, we don't, we need the next part. But we say on the way, for him that is staying one night on the banks of the river.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
On the banks of the Narmada.
On the Narmada.
On the
banks
of the Narmada. Yeah.
Then we have Senani Vedashaha, which is the camp of an encampment or the camp of an army.
Yeah, Sena Niveshaha.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's nominative singular.
Yeah.
And then Vanya Jagatwam Rishi Shapat. Is that right? What we have for the next?
I lost my. Oh, let's see.
Compound.
Vanya Gajatwam.
Yeah. Rishi.
Rishi Shapat.
Rishi Shapat.
Mm-hmm.
So Vanya Gajatwam is the forest dwelling elephantness,
mm-hmm.
kind of, right?
Yeah, being a forest dwelling
elephant. Forest dwelling elephant, okay. And
you can
then,
say like being a forest dwelling
okay.
elephant, or
and,
the state of a forest, the condition
okay.
or state of a forest dwelling elephant.
Okay. And then Rishi Shapat, so Shapat is a curse.
Shapa, yeah. Shapat.
From a curse.
From a curse.
From a Rishi's curse. So
yeah.
he's in the condition of a forest dwelling elephant because of a curse by a Rishi.
Mm-hmm.
The one. It's a Bahuvrihi, right?
Wait a minute.
No.
From the curse of a Rishi, being a forest dwelling elephant for him, you need a genitive somewhere. He became, right?
Yes.
Oh, by Sama.
Sama Pedan Nena?
Yep, there's your instrumental.
Yeah.
So.
Sama Pedan Nena.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Kenachit Gandharvena, right?
Yeah.
By some
Gandharva.
Yeah. Who had assumed the state of being a forest dwelling elephant from the curse of the Rishi. But you know, this samapad becoming peda,
yeah.
samapada becomes samapeda,
yeah.
and I don't remember why that A goes to A. Does that happen in forming a causal?
Maybe.
Why does it go to A there? Pud becomes, do you remember that short ending, those that have the penultimate short
mm-hmm.
will often take A.
Yeah. In certain circumstances.
In certain circumstances, but I don't remember what this circumstance is.
Well, it's not that old, because it's kind of, I mean, it might have been in the last few chapters that we've had.
It's not a verb, though, it's a noun, so
yeah.
it's got to be some sort of a tedita, where they're talking about where, in the tedita is where the becomes
oh,
A.
Oh, well, what about in Goldman? Did you see anything in Goldman where the
I didn't
is
look,
A?
I didn't look.
Well, it might be in there, huh?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, it might be in there. Because this... We've had this not too long ago.
I know, it's like, I know it's... I can remember it in a certain way, but I can't remember where it came from.
I know.
It's kind of a fresh memory.
Yeah.
So, maybe it's in this...
I think I looked through here and I
couldn't find it
in the section. But it might be in Goldman. And he translates it with the same meaning as... Let me see this. The root is samapad.
Yeah,
figure right?
that out.
Yeah. To fall upon, to fall into any state or condition. So, I mean, that's the meaning, right?
Yeah.
Because of the curse, he fell into the condition of being a forest elephant. But this pud becoming... Are you looking in the Tadita?
Yeah.
What page is it on?
I haven't found it, but the Tadita start on 354.
Okay.
I think it may have to do with a causal, causing him to enter into the state.
Yeah, because that's what I kept feeling like there wasn't in the sentence. Like, how did he get turned? Because I've seen this sentence before.
He was caused to go into the state of being.
And that's how it was
presented. From the curse of the rishi. It's got to be that
pen taking in. Penny, do you remember this story? We must have had it in more.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay, maybe I remember it from this.
I don't think we had this story anymore. I don't remember anyone being turned into an elephant.
Well, okay, they were turned into something else, maybe a snake. But what was used in the story was a form of gum was used, went to the state of becoming. So that's what was throwing me off here. Like, well, how did we know he got transformed into something?
Well, samapad itself means to fall or go into the state. But here it could be by some Gandharva who was caused to become, to turn into a forest elephant from the curse of the rishi. The curse of the rishi is what caused him to turn into a forest elephant. I bet if we look at the causal and...
Yeah. Probably is the causal.
Yeah. And it'll give a lot of examples of pud becoming paid and that type of thing. It's hard to find things in Goldman.
Yeah. I found that too, especially for certain things.
The conditional. Causative. 18:4.
Is the Gandharva causing the rishi to turn him into the elephant?
No, from the curse of the rishi.
Caused the Gandharva to become the elephant. Okay.
Yeah. Ajanta causative. I'm trying to look now and see if I can find any of these formations. Here's the stop at T. Found that.
Oh.
I can't find it in this book. And the gosh. I
wish I could remember.
There's a some section where that happens to a lot of ending verbs. I just don't remember. I mean, not ending, penultimate,
yes.
Short, penultimate. You know, there's a lot of examples.
I know. I totally am remembering that, too. It wasn't the, no, I was going to say, it wasn't the heiress, was it?
No, I don't think so, but who knows. This is a, you know that Ana affix is a present participle affix. It can be. Ana?
Yeah.
Mana and Ana?
Yeah, yeah. That might have been what I was, that's what I was thinking it was.
By?
Was I thought, I was thinking it was a PAP. Just because of that Ana affix, but... And I knew it was from some Pudge, but I was like...
But the... Yeah. Penny, are you looking too?
No, because I have no idea where to look.
I know. Maybe we should make a note of it, that we have to find this. You know where it might have more examples also, more easy to get at, is in Antoine.
Perfect?
I don't know. Let's look.
My mind keeps going to that. What about like the cosmos of the perfect?
Yeah, possible. That is possible. Let's go to look at it. I'm going to look at it in Bhandarkar. Conditional.
Oh, here, I just turned to the page.
What
can
page?
You believe it? Page 99. When a root has an between
what page,
two,
Tara?
It's page 99 in the old book. The perfect. When
here
root,
it is.
You know, I thought perfect right away, and I'm like, no, I always think it's the perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you were right, and here it is. Okay, let's find.
When a root has an between two simple consonants, and the radical consonant is not changed in reduplication, the is replaced by a. And the reduplicative syllable dropped before the weak terminations and before the ya of the second person singular of the parasmipeda when it takes e. So there we have that.
All right, so now analyze this.
So we don't have reduplication with this, so it may still be a causal. Let's see here.
Yeah, that's the thing. This rule is going to apply to other things, but let's see if it... let me see here.
So it's a perfect participle form of some type. So maybe a.
The per- perfect of roots of the tenth conjugation, causals, desideratives, and other derived roots, or generally of roots of more than one syllable, is also formed in this way. So. Simple. Okay, where else do we, besides in the perfect, do we have reduplication?
We have it in the, one of the aorist forms, and we have it in the desiderative.
Okay, so it's not
and I don't know any others.
Well, we have it in just the present tense of the...
Yes, of the third gunna.
Of the third gunna.
What is pud? Is it third? No, it's first, isn't it?
It is first. Let me see. Let me look at pud. Samapud is first Atmanipada. This is.
Is it
the word that we're looking at? Is.
Desiderative, would it?
There's not the sh in there. Like mumukshu.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, right. We didn't have participles in the desiderative.
Well, that wouldn't matter. It still doesn't have the
negative form. It would still need to have the sh in there.
Yeah. Sama.
Samapadana. Couldn't it just be a perfect participle? Because if it's got the ana ending, that's the participle ending, right?
But that's a present participle ending.
Oh.
By some Gandharva who was changing, who was transforming.
Yeah.
Whose state was being, you could say like whose state was being changed from the curse of a rishi. I'm taking it as to fall into any state of or condition. If you take that.
Yeah. Because we don't, I mean, we could start with a perfect form because we have sama paid.
Mm-hmm.
Or paid that will give us the perfect form. And what we need to figure out is where do we get the ana ending? Right?
I wonder if it is an aorist form. Not just the ana, I mean, yeah, the ana, mana, or that ut form as a present participle.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
work.
Know, it doesn't really.
Translation wise.
So and a present participle, present active participle is different than a past active. A present active participle. Is totally different
it's
in
like
sense.
It's like something's happening.
It's happening
in the
now.
Present. It's
yeah.
Kind of like the cows grazing on the grass.
A past active participle is just being used in the past tense as opposed to the passive tense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's different.
I think it was, what was the variety of this aorist that was... we duplicated. I think it was the third.
I don't remember at all. Here's the first.
Okay, I'm just making that up. Because of the third gonna. No, yes, the third variety is the duplicated variety.
Gosh, you still have a memory. Let's see.
But we didn't really have any participles made from the aorist, did we?
No, but we can still look. I don't remember, but we can still look and see if they have that A. You know, going to A.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try to do the last sentence.
All right.
And circle this. I'm going to circle the word. You know that we have to try to find it.
Yeah. All right. So,
meaning-wise, we're okay though, right?
Yeah. So basically, they stop at this encampment. For the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then is this where they run into this elephant?
They come into the chakra.
Oh, right.
Or it means this.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think we did that.
We didn't
do
it.
Last part.
I kind of see what was causing me problem. If you take that, Seina Niveshaha, as a compound, means the encampment of the army, which was Tumulaha. That army encampment, Seinani Veshaha, was Tumulaha. It was making a ruckus.
Oh, okay.
That army, which was very rowdy and fierce, Chakre, this is where I had trouble, means they... You know when you use the verb kr,
mm-hmm.
it means like to do. So here they
made.
Did.
Make.
Third person singular.
But it's third singular. Oh,
yeah, but
yeah,
say na Veshaha.
The encampment was a singular.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
But with the did, then you can always define did as what did they do? They fought.
Okay.
Right? Because they were tumulaha. They were being very raucous and fierce.
Okay.
They fought with some Gandharva.
Oh, okay.
Who had been transformed into an elephant, a forest elephant, who was made to become a forest elephant, was made to assume the state of a forest elephant from the curse of a rishi, who was caused to take on the form of a forest elephant because of the curse of a rishi.
Uh-huh.
So the encampment...
So did you... Are you saying chakra is to make a ruckus or to...
No. Well, to fight with, because this was the problem I had. Tumulaha is in the nominative singular.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have to go with the subject, where it's Seina Niveshaha.
Mm-hmm.
And Chakre is not in the passive. It's not the Tumulaha ruckus mm-hmm. was made. So the encampment, the army encampment, who were Tumulaha, which was very rowdy. That encampment fought.
Now, where do you get the fought from?
Well, I got it from the translation.
Oh, okay.
This guy's translation. but the thing, see, like, while he was encamping for a night on the way to the banks of the Narbada, his army fought a fierce battle.
Yeah.
Now, there's no battle. There's fierce, Tumulaha.
Okay.
But there's no battle.
Right. Well, one of the definitions for Trimulaha is melee.
Yeah.
So
did a melee?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So they got into a ruckus.
They made a ruckus.
Yeah.
With the Gandharva.
Yeah.
With the point here, Penny, is that the verb kri can always takes on whatever form fits into the sentence, you know?
So how are we conjugating chakra?
That's in the third person singular. It's perfect.
Perfect third person singular. With senani veshaha.
Yeah. So they got into a melee. They got into a...
The only thing is that tumulaha is in the nominative. So you want to say...
Well, the encampment.
The encampment, which is was in a ruckus. See, the
ruckusing encampment.
See, tumulaha also means fierce. Let me tell you.
An instrumental, can't that have the meaning sometimes of going along with? Or not?
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
so
along.
They were in a ruckus along with.
Yeah, tumula.
They're
tumultuous, noisy, and that's different. So, yeah, tumultuous or noisy, an adjective. So it's kind of like the tumultuous camp.
Yeah.
Did something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's weird, yeah. It's almost like there's something missing.
There's some words missing. That's what I was feeling like. There's something missing.
If you just check Gray as fought, see, the tumultuous army encampment. Just fought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. With some Gandharva. Yeah.
With this.
Who had turned into an
elephant.
Yeah.
The curse of a rishi.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we could just use a kind of ubiquitous, the way we do in English, the tumultuous army camp did it.
Yeah, exactly.
They did it.
Exactly. I think that's what it is, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I read it?
Yeah.
It's Sanskrit slang.
Yeah. Exactly. Marge.
Narmada.
Rodasi. Yeah.
Ekaratram.
Ushitavataha.
Tasya.
Senani Veshaha.
Vanya Gajatvam. Rishi Shapat. Samapedanena.
Samapedanena.
Kenachit. Gandharvena. Tumulas Chakre. Okay. Can we try this one?
Sure. You know, I got a lot of words, but I didn't get a translation. So.
Okay. I didn't look at it, so let's just try to do it.
Okay, so tam apatantam nirpatehe avadyaha vanyaha kari iti shrutavan kumaraha nivarta yishyan Vishikena, Kumbe Chakana, Na Atyayataha, Krishta Chapaha.
Is it Atyayaha or Atyaya?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I've got that. It could be At.
It could be Ati.
I know. I wasn't sure. Yeah. I had a few options and I couldn't.
Figure out
any of them.
Okay, well, let's figure it out.
I just looked at it. Okay, so tam accusative singular, him or that, and then apatantam is a present active participle of, well, this is my question. Is it a present active participle
what?
Of apat? To fall upon, attack, assail, approach, rush upon, take place, befall.
Yeah, like apat. Apatut.
Apatut.
Yeah, apatut.
Apatantum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the accusative.
Is that right?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Well, it seemed to make sense in the context.
Yeah.
It could be while they were battling, present
yeah.
active participle,
yeah.
something else happened.
Yeah. Okay, and then Nripatehe is the ablative or genitive singular for king.
Mm-hmm.
From the king was what I took it to mean. Avadyaha is nominative singular, and it means not to be killed. And it goes with Vanyaha, which is, goes with Vanyaha Kari, which is forest-dwelling elephant. So, and then we have Iti. So basically, it's the king said, from the king, forest-dwelling elephants should not be killed. Something like that. It's being said by the king. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Kari Iti. So, Kari from Karin. You know what that means? One who has a hand.
Yeah.
So his trunk
is
called...
that. Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
His trunk is called a hand.
Yeah.
So a forest-dwelling elephant, Avadya, should not be killed.
And isn't Hastin another name for an elephant? And that's also a hand,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I like that. And then we have Shrutavan, which is from Shrutavas. It's a nominative singular. So he who is hearing or...
The Kumada, the young boy heard.
Heard. Okay.
Yeah. Past active participle.
Oh, okay.
So the Kumada heard.
So past active.
A.
Okay, so the prince heard from the king that forest-dwelling elephants are not to be killed.
What do you do with the...
The battle. Appen,
appen?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Leave it for a minute.
Okay.
While fighting? I mean, no. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, well, isn't it like while battling him?
Oh, while he's battling the elephant. Yeah. Then the king tells him.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, that he shouldn't be killed.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, that makes sense.
Let's keep that for a little bit.
Yeah, that works, actually. Okay. And then we have Nirvarta Yushan, which, okay, so this is from Nivrit, and I think it's some kind of participle of the second future, maybe?
I wonder if it's a...
It looks like a P, it looks like a present active participle declension, but it's got that
of
form.
Of the future, but I wonder from, why is it taking guna there, and with the aya, so is it a... Is it a causal future?
Maybe it's causal.
A causal future present participle in the nominative singular.
Okay.
Let's see if that works. Cause it would be like about to cause him to go or something.
Yeah, about to cause him
to go. Was about to have, here from Nivarta Yishin, he says, who was about to have attacked him.
Yes. That's right. To have attacked him. Okay. And it's in the... I think it's the nominative singular, right?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then Vishikena is instrumental singular by an arrow or with an arrow. And Kumbe is the locative singular, and it means the frontal... It's like the middle of the forehead of the elephant, that globe in the middle of the forehead.
What is?
Kumbe.
Okay.
Kumba.
Okay.
It's locative singular.
Okay.
And then Jakana and Na, not killed. And that's perfect third person singular from Hun.
Mm-hmm. With the Na text, so.
Mm-hmm.
He did not kill.
He did not kill.
Shika is the tip of an arrow, right? What's Shika? Shika? Shikene?
I just said it was by an arrow. Is it the tip
of
an
arrow?
By
okay.
an arrow.
Okay.
And then we have this, whatever this, Ati, Ayata, or...
Chapa is an arrow.
Chapa is an arrow.
Krishna is drawn.
Krishna is drawn, or bent.
Yeah.
It's from Krish, it's PPP. And Chapaha is just bow.
A bow which is drawn.
And then I don't know what that first part is.
Atyayata, with a lot of force, I think. Let me look it up.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Ati, right?
Yeah, because it's listed in, I mean, the translation says with a lot of force.
Oh, that's what it is. Because yata comes from yam, which means to make effort. Ati means a lot.
Okay,
so. So you have ati, right?
Yeah.
As another upasarga. So, ati, yata. So the whose bow, Bahuvayi, whose bow was drawn
with a lot of force.
The one whose bow was drawn.
To the Kumaraha?
I'm not sure about
yes.
that.
Yes. It must be, because Kumaraha is in the Namrata
Kumaraha,
Singh.
Kumaraha, whose bow was drawn with a lot of
yeah.
force. The words were heard by the king while battling
yeah.
that elephant.
And they're both nominative singular. And he was in the battle.
Right.
And his father said, don't kill the elephant.
But it says,
right.
the bow which was not drawn very tight, from his bow, which
oh.
was not drawn very tight. So here we have.
So.
Nah, but Nah can't be part of it, right? Atyayata. Ati ayata, the bow which was drawn. Ati ayata. Let me look up ayata. That doesn't make sense to me.
No, because is it not killed? The knot can't go with both of them.
No, and it shouldn't go with a compound.
Right. What about ati ayata meaning not tight?
Ayata, stretched, stretching, extended.
And what about, maybe ati would mean not extended very much.
No, but ati usually has
so maybe, maybe because he hurt his father, he didn't draw his bow.
But the not can't go with that. The na goes with the jagana.
Ati ayata. See, ati usually means a lot, or strong, excessive.
Always does it mean that? You know how sometimes things can mean the opposite?
Yeah, I know. I don't know that it...
What about if we look up ati?
Yeah, good idea.
Just to see.
I'm looking at Krishna right now, and then I'll look at that one. Okay, I'll look at Ati, Krishna.
All right, otherwise I was going to look it up in here.
Oh, okay. Ati, beyond, passing, going beyond, as a prefix to verbs and their derivatives, expresses beyond, over, and, if not standing by itself, leaves the accent on the verb or its derivative. As to overstep, to be walked on, to be passed, when prefixed to nouns. Not derived from verbs, it expresses beyond, surpassing, past the whip, superhuman. As a separable adverb or preposition, means beyond, over, at the top. It is often prefixed to nouns and adjectives, and rarely to verbs in the sense of excessive or extraordinary. Excessively, to, exceedingly, very, that's how I'm used to it.
Yeah.
In such compounds, the accent is generally on the eti.
And is that a short e, ati?
Ati, yeah.
Because there's a long e, ati, also.
What does that mean?
Well, oh no, it's a verb.
Oh, yeah, it would be ati plus e.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay,
I don't know.